You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hanat Baba. California is entering its fourth year of drought, and it's really starting to show in some of the state's most vital resources. The Central Valley Project, which supplies water for about a third of California's farmland, recently announced it had no water to give. That means those farmers will have to seek water elsewhere or let fields go fallow. About 6% of available farmland went unplanted last year because of the drought, resulting in more than $1 billion of lost revenue. The dire situation has left farmers and regular folks alike wondering when it's going to end. KALW's Audrey Dilling has been looking into how much water it would take to get us out of this drought. She joins me in studio to talk about what she's learned. Hey, Audrey.
Hi.
So what is it going to take?
Well, it's really hard to say. NASA recently released a study saying it would take 11 trillion gallons to get back to normal water levels in the state. That's about the same amount of water that pours over Niagara Falls in half a year.
Whoa.
Yeah, but that 11 trillion number goes way beyond what it would take to fill reservoirs. It's how much less water we have than usual all around this state. So that takes into account things like how much less snow we've got in the mountains or how much drier the soil is.
So let's stick with the reservoirs for a minute. How much water have we got left there?
Right now, the state's two biggest reservoirs, Lake Shasta and Lake Oroville, are around half full. Both those reservoirs feed into the Delta, which supplies about 23 million people in the state with water, plus farmlands. In an average year, those reservoirs hover around three-quarters full. So we don't need them to be filled to the brim, but that's still quite a difference.
So what would it take to get back to normal?
Good question. I talked to Janine Jones with the California Department of Water Resources for the answer. And here's an interesting fact she shared with me.
Generally, what's important to keep in mind is that a relatively small number of storms, let's say less than 10 storms, amount to the statewide water budget for the year, so to speak. And the absence of a couple of those storms or a big difference in their size really determines if we're wet or we're dry.
Okay, so we just had about two or three major storms in the past few months, and she just said we need around 10.
Right. And like she said, each one of those storms is really important. It's kind of like taking a class where your grade is based on 10 assignments. If you're not going to do all those assignments, you better plan on doing great on the ones that you do hand in.
Mm.
So like even if we got an A on those few storms we did have, if we don't have any more, we're going to fail at solving the drought this year.
Okay. But we're kind of running out of time, right?
Right. To go back to that grade analogy, the storms that come in December through February, a period that some people used to call winter, are weighted more heavily. They're the most important. Jones says we typically get half our yearly water supply in that time. So those storms we got, they were a lot warmer than usual. And here's why that matters.
Because those storms were so warm, we did not accumulate snowpack. And we've been having record warm temperatures throughout the winter months, which actually are melting snowpack prematurely. So we don't have a lot of water in the bank, so to speak.
So did those storms actually hurt us by melting snow?
That's a good question. That's what I wanted to know. And here's what Joan said.
Well, certainly they helped. And, you know, when you're in a drought, you can't be choosy as to what form your precipitation takes. We'll take anything that's wet, in essence. But our whole system of reservoirs and water infrastructure is really designed to work on the normal cycle in which you accumulate a lot of snowpack during the winter. And then as you get into the spring months, that snowpack melts, fills reservoirs, and can be allocated for water supply purposes.
Again, that's Janine Jones from the California Department of Water Resources. Okay, Audrey, so we're past the peak rainy season, but let's just say we do manage to get those reservoirs filled up this year. Would that be the end of the drought?
Well, of course, no one can say for sure. But Jones says, based on the research she's seen, predictions for how California's climate will change in the next half century say it's actually going to get a whole lot wetter here. So that sounds like a good thing, more rain. But it's also going to be warmer, which brings back the problem of less snowpack. And if our whole water storage system depends on having snow that melts gradually over the summer, we're going to have to think about a better system, one that's based on storing more water that's falling as rain.
That's KALW's Audrey Dilling. You can find more of her reporting on water at KALW.org. Click Cross Currents.
She took all my money and my best friend. You know the story. Here it comes again.
rain. You gotta make it rain.